Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we discuss practical strategies and actionable tactics to help you improve how you lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, executive education adjunct professor, corporate team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach. Welcome to today's episode. This is a fascinating topic that I came across. It's a Finnish concept known as sisu, and its application to leadership is what we're going to talk about today. Sisu is a Finnish term that encapsulates resilience, courage, and determination in the face of adversity. So we've talked previous episodes about grit being the passion and perseverance toward a long-term goal. We talked about resilience being the ability to bounce back from a setback. Sisu is that second wind, that gentle power, that gentle push forward to overcome and get you moving in that moment. So thanks to the research of Elizabeth Lahti for bringing this cross-cultural concept to the conversation. Join us as we dive into how this concept can be a force for you to tap into in the face of adversity in the moment to push forward. Let's dive into the world of sisu. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. So sisu is more than just flexibility. It's what keeps you moving forward in the face of extreme challenges. And being able to tap into something deeper, our second wind to persevere through the most difficult moments and help you demonstrate the extraordinary ability you have, the determination you have, the tenacity you have when leading a team, leading yourself towards a common goal. As Elizabeth Lahti says, sisu begins where perseverance ends. The essence of sisu is comprised of three different elements. Extraordinary perseverance, so surpassing your previously perceived mental or physical abilities. Have you ever been in a situation where I've been running a tough mutter, you know, an 11 mile race, and you get to mile 6, mile 7, you just don't think you have anything more in the tank. And then as a runner, you get that second wind. Sisu is part of that, is that second wind, that ability to dig deeper than you thought possible, mentally or physically. The second element is the action mindset. So seeing beyond the limitations of the present moment in order to take action against slim odds. It's action in the moment. It's something that is just innate inside you where you decide, I'm not going to just sit here. I'm not going to do nothing. I am going to do something because that's what needs to get done. And then the third component is latent power. It's what's inside, an extra power reserve that you have that you can access when times get tough. So whether you're a business owner, whether you're a team leader, whether you're an emerging leader, raising your awareness on how to face challenges in the moment will help you achieve your goals. It'll help you lead more effectively over time. One of my biggest experiences I've had looking back and reflecting where sisu has carried me was when I led the convoy for my maintenance company from Kuwait to Iraq. I was a lieutenant at the time. My company commander tapped me to be the officer in charge of the convoy. He went with us, and we had another lieutenant that took a chalk, which is part of a convoy, from Kuwait to Iraq, but I was the one that was tapped with pulling everything together, being the lead element in our convoy. And I had never done that before. We had trained, we had prepared, and now here we are in the middle of a war zone, and it's real. The training environment is gone. The danger exists. The enemy is out there, and I have to perform. And I have to lead my way through this so I can keep my soldiers safe and reach our objective. We had a staging area. We slept overnight. I didn't get any sleep. I checked on my soldiers. I made sure they were fed. We made sure our vehicles were properly maintained, fueled, geared, ready. But the adrenaline inside me had already kicked in. I knew in 6 hours it was go time. And we left under the cover of darkness. And as we moved through, within the first hour of our convoy, my driver had a problem. He calls over to me and says, LT, my door won't close. And we had add-on armor to the door. The weight of the armor had bent the frame of the door where it wouldn't latch and close. So quick and on the fly, we get some 550 cord and tie that door shut so he doesn't have to take his hands off the wheels, hold his door shut while he's trying to drive, while he's trying to operate the radio, while I'm trying to operate the radio. So we figured it out. We adapted and took action in the moment. As we continue the drive, we get to our second checkpoint, and we had a stop-off point where we had a food break, a fuel break, and a decision to make. So I set my team up. They divide and conquer. My NCOs met with them real quick, talked to them about what we were doing. I said, make sure we're refueling, make sure we're maintaining any deficiencies we're fixing, make sure our weapons are maintained, and get chow. And then I went with my company commander to the operating center and find out what time are we scheduled to be able to pull out of here so we can continue to move forward. And we got delayed, and we got delayed, and we got delayed. And now, from the time we started to where we're at, had been about 18 hours. And we still had another 6 hours to go, if not some more. So we had a decision to make. And I decided to move forward and push out, which means I decided to take my part of the convoy and continue to move forward. We had momentum on our side. We just ate, just fueled, although it was getting to be that time where things get a little dangerous. When you're over up for 24 hours in such an environment, adrenaline starts to fade, decision-making starts to wane, but I felt that we were trained for it. I felt we were ready for it. Sisu kicked in. As we began our way from that second stop-off point to our operating base in Iraq, our team was ready. Communication was flowing. We made it there safe and sound. It took us about 30 hours to get from our starting point to our finish point of nonstop vigilance, communication, adrenaline, excitement, downtime, all of it. But it was a roller coaster of a ride, and it was my first experience leading a team in a combat zone. And I couldn't have made it forward. I couldn't have pushed all the way through over that long of a period without something inside me. And looking back and reflecting, Sisu, that concept of pushing through in those extraordinary situations, finding that perseverance, moving through the mental toughness that I thought was my limit and pushing past that, making decisions, taking action, all the while maintaining that care for that power reserve that I had to maintain actively engaging with my team and arriving safe and sound. One of my proudest moments I had as a leader. So Sisu is about mustering up that extra in the moment, being able to push past your limits, take action, tap into your reserve, but be aware that there needs to be a balance. Positive Sisu taps into gentle power, action, and grace. Too much Sisu can lead to harming yourself. Think about physical or mental health. Knowing when you're tired or you're injured. Knowing when you need a break to rest in your cognitive abilities, or you can push past. It can lead to harming others because you're disconnected. You get so engrossed in what you're doing that you push others away, or harming your reasoning, right? Knowing that you need to walk away. So sisu comes with a balance, being able to know when to push and when to take a knee. So being aware of your inner voice, bringing out that positive language, tapping into the courage to move ahead smartly will have you setting a leadership example that others will want to follow. So let's dive in and explore some practical tactics that you can use to integrate sisu into your leadership approach so that you are equipped to face challenges and go that extra mile. One, embrace the action mindset. Cultivate a mindset that views challenges as obstacles.